Unit 3. Getting Ideas Off the Ground. Page 65. A Simple Way of Life.
Good morning and welcome to Around the Country with our student reporter, Jeremy Johnson. Welcome, Jeremy. We haven't heard from you in a long time. Where have you been?
I feel like I've been on a trip back in time. I went to live with an Amish family for 3 months. The Amish believe in a simple way of life without televisions, computers, or cars. While I was living with them, I did everything they did. I wore the same clothes, ate the same food, and did the same work.
That sounds interesting. Can you describe what a typical day was like?
Sure. I got up at 5 in the morning and went to the barn to help feed the animals and milk the cows. Then I joined the family for prayers and breakfast. After breakfast, we went to work in the fields.
How many hours did you work in the fields?
Until sunset. And then we went back to the barn again to milk the cows. It was a long, hard day.
Do the women work in the fields with the men?
No, but they work just as hard as the men. The women also get up at 5 and help milk the cows before preparing breakfast. The rest of the day they cook, wash clothes, work in the vegetable garden, and take care of the children.
Just like homemakers everywhere.
Not exactly. Most other homemakers have electric washing machines, dryers, and even dishwashers, which make the work much easier and faster. The Amish don't use electrical appliances. Amish women do everything by hand. They cook and bake all the family's food and cakes. They don't buy packaged or frozen foods, and they don't have microwaves either. They also sew a lot of their clothing.
That sounds like a lot of work. They have refrigerators and stoves, don't they?
Yes, but those work on gas, not electricity.
You mentioned earlier that the Amish don't have television or computers. How did you survive without them?
Actually, I was so busy, I didn't have time to miss them.
That's hard to imagine. What did you do in the evenings when you had free time?
Sometimes I wrote in my journal. But most evenings, I was so exhausted, I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Why don't they allow the use of TVs and computers?
Partly because they don't want to use electricity, but also because they want to protect their way of life from the influence of the outside world.
What about the children? Do they go to school?
Amish children go to special private schools, where they are taught basic skills in reading, writing, and math. They only go to school until 8th grade. Amish children also get training, for example, in farming or carpentry, to prepare them for life as Amish adults.
And they probably learn a lot through experience.
Yes, they begin helping their parents from a young age.
What was the best part of your stay with the Amish?
Learning how to work really hard, and most of all, enjoying the amazing food.
What do you mean?
Well, the food was delicious. Homemade bread, cakes, pies, and jams. The milk, butter, and cheese were prepared from the cows I helped milk. And do you know what the best part was? I was so active all day that I could eat all I wanted and not gain any weight.
That sounds great. What was the hardest part?
Much to my surprise, I didn't miss my computer or TV. I was so busy, I didn't have time. But I did miss modern clothing. Amish men don't wear jeans. I missed buttons and zippers, my fleece jacket, and most of all, comfortable shoes.
Buttons?
Yes. The community I lived in doesn't use buttons or belts. They use suspenders, which I found uncomfortable.
You also said you missed comfortable shoes.
I'm used to wearing sneakers. The Amish wear big brown boots. Working outside on the farm, I had to stand and walk a lot. My feet were always hurting me.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would. Living among the Amish was a wonderful experience. But next time, I'll ask if I can wear my own clothes.
Thank you, Jeremy, and good luck with your next adventure.